He's the quarterback whisperer. That's who it is. Riley. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, shame on you. Riley Jensen. Riley, thanks for taking the time. I know you're swamped and busy and doing a million different things, but we certainly appreciate you taking the time.
No worries. No worries. Now, is this Josh Grant, the Josh Grant?
The legend.
Legend at the University of Utah?
This is. You're right.
Hey, I grew up watching the original Grant family member. Well, two of them that were studs up at Utah State. With Greg and Scooter, man. Those guys were awesome when I was growing up.
Yeah, I was there with you.
I used to go to the Hyper Building, and I used to just for your brothers and then also a guy named Reed Newey. And I used to just, like, I used to catch the ball, and I would just feed him. And I thought it was the coolest thing in my life. They were such nice guys, man. I mean, for a college athlete, when you're like a sixth or a fifth grader and you get to, like, do that kind of stuff. They were so nice to me, man. It was an awesome experience.
Yeah, they were good people, and I was up there. I probably know more about Utah State and Utah State basketball history than I did for a long time over Utah history, because I studied those magazines and I read them, and you know, with
I'll never forget, and I don't mean to bring up too many Utah State memories, but I'll never forget when Greg stole the ball against BYU and went down and dunked it on the very last play of the game just before time ran out.
I remember that well. I was there and was cheering, standing up, and going crazy. Yeah. To be honest with you, I remember sitting in the press row at the Huntsman Center when Chris Mullen hit a half-court shot to beat Utah.
Dude, I remember
and I was standing on the table cheering because, you know, you got to cheer for your family over loyalty. But
I think his name was Chris McMullen.
McMullen, you're right.
I think Chris Mullen is the pro.
You're right. He was Chris Thank McMullen. You. You're absolutely right. Chris McMullen.
Now we're acting really old here.
I was going to say, are you talking about the dude from St. John's?
No, that was Chris Mullen, yeah.
McMullen, his distant
McMullen,
cousin.
Yes. Yeah. So he knocked that down from half court, and I remember just jumping up on the table, and the whole Huntsman Center just went quiet. It was crazy. It was a great game. Great game.
It was. Ed, you do know your Utah State history if you know that shot.
I was, I was a hardcore Utah State Aggie as a boy.
Back when you were a little 6'5", 12-year-old.
Hey, you made us all love watching Utah basketball, though. I remember when you guys went to the Sweet 16 and you kind of changed that program around. That was fun, too. So.
Well, it was a good time back in the old days.
It's a good time, and it's a good time now. But on to more important matters, Riley. I know Josh keeps trying to take me to basketball. We're in the middle of beginning of football season, for heaven's sake.
I know. Sorry, we had to do a little nostalgia.
Little reminiscing. I know. Do we have that song? Because it felt so good. Reunited. Hey, this is a big game. A big game in the state of Washington. Your Utah State Aggies are going up to face Chris Peterson and his Huskies. I'm curious, what do you think of this football game?
Well, I think, well, first of all, I think a lot about it because my last collegiate football game was at the University of Washington, and I got knocked out. And I haven't even dared read the press guide because I got sacked 10 times in that game up there when I played for Utah State.
Wow, that's got to be some kind of record.
I think we were pretty dang close, but I got knocked out of that game, and I'm looking forward for a little bit of Riley Jensen redemption this weekend. I think that there's no question that Utah State has to feel confident going into this game, as well as they played against the University of Utah with a couple of turnovers in the red zones that probably makes them feel like, gosh, we had a chance to win that game, but also makes them feel like, man, if we just take care of the football in this next game, I don't think they feel like Washington is going to be as tough as University of Utah at home. And I also think that the addition of the three receivers that have been suspended for two games, including Hunter Sharp, which is a major deep threat for Utah State, is a huge difference to this team. I know they really struggled in that Southern Utah game because they didn't have any sort of a threat as far as receivers goes. They were much more creative in the passing game against the University of Utah and ran the football efficiently. And, you know, in that second quarter, Chucky looked like the old Chucky. He didn't look like Chucky for the whole game, but there were some plays out there that he was making that make you feel like Chucky's back and that he's going in the right direction. He's a battler and he's a warrior. And then I think you have to feel really good about the way Utah State's defense played against the University of Utah. And I know a lot of University of Utah fans out there are going, ah, man, we just didn't play good offensively, but sometimes that's what good defenses do to you. They make it so you don't play good offensively, and they make it seem like, man, we should have had a lot more plays, et cetera, et cetera. But there's some good football players at Utah State right now that are difference makers on the defensive side of the ball. And I really feel like Hunter Sharp, and BYU fans will remember Hunter Sharp from the BYU game last year. I mean, he can get behind defenses, and when he does, and when he makes those kind of plays, it's a big difference in an offense, because when you can stretch that field vertically, there's gaping holes horizontally and vertically when that happens.
So tell us about Chucky Keaton. In several parts of that game, I watched him, and it looked like he missed a couple of passes that you would think, man, this, what's going on here? Didn't seem to me like mechanically, especially on the run, he was throwing the ball very well. How have you seen him progress kind of week to week, and where do you think he'll be on Saturday?
Well, that's been a little bit of my frustration, is I just haven't seen that consistency that he had as a freshman and a sophomore. I do feel like, and they're not talking about the knee injury. I think Coach Wells has taken a page out of Whittingham's book on not discussing injuries unless they're season ending. I do feel like when I was watching it on TV, and I don't know how you saw it on the, there in person, but watching it on TV, there were a couple of times where it really looked like he couldn't push off that back leg, and I thought, oh no, his knee's gone again. For me, I'm just happy that he's in the game. Utah State's shown that they can win with other quarterbacks, but when you're playing against, these P5 teams, it gets really, really difficult to win games unless you have a playmaker like Chucky. But Chucky does need to be more consistent. And I feel like it has everything to do with the mechanics of his back leg. He's not really getting that hip through. And then when he throws on the run, I think because he's stepping on that right leg, at least in the – and, I didn't see the Southern Utah game. I only listened to it on the radio. It wasn't on TV. But in the Utah game, it looked like his knee was hurting. And so when he throws on the run, obviously you throw off your opposite foot when you're throwing on the run, which would be his right leg. And again, I felt like he just couldn't get much oomph on it, or there was something going on mentally with that throw.
Yeah, but like you said, there were signs, there were flashes of the old Chucky, and boy, if he can get that consistency back, he's just difficult to handle. He brings a lot of weapons to the table. So hopefully he can do that this weekend. This is an interesting.
I thought Utah State's offensive line was much better than what I had heard about the Southern Utah game. And so that gave me a little bit of hope that they can run the ball. They can do some things offensively when they're running the football. I like LaJuan, I don't know how you say it, LaJuan or LaJuan Hunt, the running back. I think he can be good for them. He's young, but he's got fresh legs. And I don't know. I think that going into Washington right now is a perfect time to go into Washington and get a win. And quite frankly, Utah State needs to get a win against a P5 team for their program to kind of take that next step to the next level.
Well, it is an interesting matchup. There's some, quarterback question marks at Washington as well. Jake Browning's going to get the start again, 37-58 on the year, one interception, two TDs, completing almost 64% of his passes. But it doesn't seem like they really have it kind of figured out at Washington yet.
Well, the first game was horrible.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw the Boise.
Yeah,
State
I did.
Game. I thought he was a terrible quarterback. And the second game, I heard he was much improved and played much better. I fully expect, and this has happened a couple of times at Boise State, before and after Kellen Moore, where there were quarterbacks that didn't play well early in the year that played awesome by the end of the year. And so, I mean, Chris Peterson, I have a lot of respect for him. I've coached with him at the All Poly Camp. I mean, he really knows his stuff. He's very, very good with quarterbacks. I mean, you called me the quarterback whisperer. I think that guy's the quarterback whisperer. I think he really knows the temperament and the way that you need to coach quarterbacks. And I fully expect that this quarterback will play better this week. But I do think that Utah State's pressure packages and their ability to play man-to-man will put him in some tough situations this week.
Well, we appreciate the time. We're going to have to let you go as we head to break here. But what do you expect? What is your prediction for Saturday, Utah State at Washington?
So I'm going 31-21 Utah State.
Whoa.
I think Utah State – comes out, they come out offensively. I think Utah State's defense is going to play about the same or a little bit better than they did against the University of Utah's offense. And I think with these receivers being back, I mean, think about it. If University of Utah was playing with receivers 5, 6, 7, and 8 for the first two games of the year, they would have been different offensively too. And to get number 2, 3, and 4 back this week, and I'm calling number one the receiver that they kicked off the team. If you take 2, 3, and 4, you put them back on the field, it's a huge difference. So that's why I think they're going to score some points this week.
Well, there you go. Hey, Riley, thanks. Appreciate it. Feel free to jump back on anytime you get a chance.
Say hi to the Grant family.
I will.
For me.
Thank you for remembering.
The Grant family tree?
Yeah, no, they're,
is that what
they're
that
awesome,
is?
Man. Do you call him the Hoff at home? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. Do you call him the Hoff? Utah State Hall of Famer.
No, no.
Wow.
He's just the right. He's just big bro.
That's it.
All right. Good.
There you go.
Good.
There he is, the quarterback whisperer. He's going to join us again. Don't you worry about it. Riley Jensen, former Utah State Aggie, runs a quarterback camp.